If you drive along the roads of Switzerland these days, you will see big signs, very attractive ones. On them are two cars, a red one and a blue one, traveling along together. They smile and greet one another. The blue car signals with one hand for the red car to pass. The red car tips its hat in thanks. The motto on the sign says, "Be partners and be sure," which means that the surest way to have a safe trip is to help one another, to treat one another as partners, as friends. I thought that this motto, if given a Christian meaning, could be true and helpful, not only for journeys along the roads of this earth, but also for the holy journey that we have set out on. And for those who, like us, are called to follow the way of love, it is certainly the surest way, in fact, the mandatory way for us to reach our goal. All our obligations are summed up in helping our neighbor. This is confirmed by the Word of Life for June, one of those sentences of Scripture centering on love that touches a chord in us. The whole of the law is summarized in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. Thus, for us, to strive towards sanctity means to focus all our attention, all our efforts on loving our neighbor. For us, striving towards sanctity does not consist so much in trying to get rid of our defects one by one, but rather in loving, in thinking of others, completely forgetting ourselves. At the beginning of the Focolare, we used to say that there are two ways to have a clean room. You can either sweep the room you're in, or you can move into a clean room. We sensed that the second way was our way, to change rooms. That is, to no longer live turned in upon ourselves, but to be completely one with our neighbor, out of love. But we know that whoever loves their neighbor, whoever lives for others, soon realizes that it is no longer they who are living, but Christ living in them. Christ lives in their hearts. And who is Christ? And who is Jesus? He is sanctity personified. We find sanctity in Him, whose presence blossoms in us when we love. Sanctity for us comes as a consequence of loving. And we cannot attain it any other way. If we were to seek holiness for its own sake, we would never reach it. Love then, and nothing else. Let's live trying to love every neighbor as ourselves. And to do this more successfully, let's live each individual situation fully. Let's remember, be partners and be sure. Sure that what we are doing is the best thing we can do. Sure that by acting in this way, we are living according to our ideal. Sure of loving God and of finding in our love for our neighbor all the other virtues. Sure that by doing this, we can become saints. Be partners and be sure.